The ACLU has introduced a nationwide plan to reduce prison populations and racial disparities behind bars. Those are problems that are even more of a challenge here in Arizona, according to Alessandra Soler, executive director of the ACLU of Arizona. The report recommends a shift in drug policies, an increase in alternatives to incarceration, and more attention on the front end of the system to decrease racial disparities. But when I sat down with Alessandra to talk more about it, we started by talking about Arizona. How does our state compare to the rest of the country?
Well, Arizona has the fourth highest incarceration rate in the country, and we are number one when it comes to incarcerating Latinos, number six when it comes to incarcerating women and African Americans, and we've seen a huge increase in the number of older Arizonans who are incarcerated as well. So our incarceration rate here is much, much higher than the national incarceration rate.
Okay, and I want to talk about what goes into that in a moment. But first, has this gone up in recent years or decades? How have we seen it change?
Yeah, so without a doubt. I mean, I think in the last 10 years, we've seen a dramatic increase in those numbers, and we've seen also an increase in the sentences. So people are serving longer sentences, and we have a much larger number of people serving sentences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this has nothing to do with crime. I mean, there is no connection between incarceration rate and crime. Crime can go up, incarceration rate goes up. Crime can go down, and incarceration can still go up. And so what we're seeing here is that crime has pretty much been declining over the past 10 years, and there really hasn't been a dramatic increase in violent crime, but yet we continue to see these incarceration numbers dramatically increase.
So what's behind this? Is this related mostly to drug offenses then?
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, Arizona, a couple of the outliers. I mean, Arizona incarcerates more people for drug offenses than many other states. It accounts, drug possession charges account for about 20% of our admissions. Mm-hmm. We also are seeing a large number of people being incarcerated for marijuana possession. You know, we're the only state in the country that still possession of marijuana is a felony. And so a large number of people are ending up in prison for simple possession. But one of the reasons why Arizona is also an outlier is our policies. These are policies that were created by our legislature. They're policies that prevent early release, for example. And so most other states, if it's a nonviolent offense, you can get out early. But in Arizona, you have to serve, everyone has to serve 85% of their sentence, which means people, even nonviolent offenders, are spending a lot more time in prison.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit more about some of those demographic breakdowns that you mentioned, particularly seeing high numbers of elderly people being incarcerated here and women. What might be going into that? Why would that be?
So here's the problem is that we are, as a state, relying on the prison system to cure a lot of our societal problems, right? We're trying to use the prison system to cure drug addiction and mental illness and poverty. And a lot of women end up in the system because of that. It is extremely troubling because a lot of times these are women, they're the, you know, main breadwinners, they're the raising kids. And so it has a tremendously destructive impact on families. And with older folks, we've seen in the last 8 years a 65% increase in inmates who are 55 and older. Hmm. So it just means, you know, these are inmates who are just spending they're serving longer sentences.
Right. So it's not people being convicted at older ages, it's people being held for longer periods of time.
Exactly. Okay. And, you know, these are the inmates that, when it comes to threats to public safety, they're the least likely to reoffend because they're already older. And they're also going to be more expensive. I mean, we have to provide for their health care while they're incarcerated. And so that's one of the reasons why we did this report, because we want to have a conversation with all the different stakeholder groups about what are the policy solutions here so that maybe some of these folks can be safely released into the community where it's a lot less costly for us than incarcerating them.
Right. So this is obviously part of this larger project at the ACLU to reduce incarceration and to look at racial disparities in incarceration. So I wonder, what are you looking at then in terms of approaches to address this here in Arizona?
Well, there are a couple of things. The report includes sort of a menu of options, right? A couple of options are changing the laws, changing our early release policies, changing the mandatory minimum so that we give judges a little bit more discretion to decide who should be incarcerated or who should be given diversion. But I think what's actually really interesting to note here and important is that, and we acknowledge that in this report, is that even if we implement some of these changes, it's not going to address the racial disparities in the system. And so even if we release you know, 50% of the people that are behind bars, it's not going to address the disparities, which means, and the reason for that is that you've got to address most of the disparities are happening on the front end, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to like over-policing of communities of color. And so they basically have to go hand in hand. We have to work on the front end and look at why these communities are being over-policed, why there are disparities in arrests, in charging, for example, particularly as it relates to the prosecutors, because otherwise we're not going to eliminate those disparities. And for us, those are two co-equal goals, is to reduce the number of people behind bars and also reduce those racial disparities.
Okay. So if we're looking at policy changes, then, like you said, a lot of this comes from the legislature, comes from the county attorney's office, the way that things are prosecuted here in our state. Do you think there's political will to change any of that here?
You know, that's a great question, Laura. I mean, there have been a lot of great reforms in other states across the country, including conservative states. I think that the prosecutors in the state wield a tremendous amount of power, and they have been absolutely obstructionists. There were lots of bills that were introduced last session. This happens every year where there are bills that are introduced and the prosecutors very much oppose them. And so I think there is a growing a bipartisan support for criminal justice reform, because I think people on the right and on the left recognize not only are these policies tearing our families apart, but they're costing taxpayers millions and millions of dollars. And so, you know, I'm hopeful. I think, you know, I wouldn't be doing this work if I didn't think that there was an opportunity for change long term. And I think our focus is what I'm really most excited about is engaging folks at the local level, our volunteers, engaging folks who are themselves impacted, and really centering the voices of people who have direct experience with the criminal justice system so that they're the ones in leadership and so that they're the ones that are pushing for change.
All right. Alessandra Soler is the executive director of the ACLU of Arizona. Alessandra, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.